Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, J. Renee. This is Sip Tea and Meditate, y'all. Today is one of those days, y'all, where I'm just gonna, like, let y'all soak in all the good music. And I'm not gonna do much talking today, because I know people are out and about enjoying the holidays with their family and friends. And that's what it is. But, you know what, make every day about your family and friends and laughter and living life and having fun. So enjoy this day. Whether you celebrate Christmas or not, enjoy it, live it up. I'm going to jump into the next song. Y'all stay locked, y'all. Oh. y'all. That was my girl Sade. I do not own any copyright to this song. I have my kids today with me, guys. If you do hear them in the bathroom, that's them just enjoying the day off from school and living life and be kids. Today is a day of celebration. Those that are out there that celebrate the holidays and those that are don't celebrate life. This is Sip Tea and Meditate. I am your host, Ms. J. Renee, your favorite local host. And I'm just up here today. Normally, I do my segments of Sip Tea and Meditate on Mondays and Tuesdays at 12 noon. So catch me here each and every Mondays and Tuesdays. My girls are having tea time with their pancakes. So if you do hear them, it's all right. But yes, this segment this morning, I just want to kind of let you guys enjoy the music. I'm not going to do much talking today because today is like, I want to relax kind of day. But again, you know, I still got to keep the movement going. So for those that are listening in, I appreciate the support and love. Shout out to all the entrepreneurs out there. Shout out to all the artists out there. Shout out to all the businessmen and women that are, you know, grinding each and every day to get where they need to be. 2018 is looking like a good year for a lot of people. So blessings to y'all. Blessings to everyone that have goals. Blessings to those who just have their vision board installed in their mentality of what needs to be done within the year to come. And I see all the entrepreneurs just ready to go. So y'all stay locked. With that being said, y'all stay locked. And y'all just enjoy the music and just relax and unwind.
She said, I don't want a model. I don't want a movie star. You don't have to win the lotto. Oh, I want you to win my heart, yeah. She said, I just want someone true. She said, I just want someone to smoke with me, babe. And lay with me, babe. And laugh with me, babe. I just want the simple things to smoke with me, babe. And laugh with me, baby. Lay with me, babe. Cause I just want the simple thing. And I just want you. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I want you. Oh, yeah, oh. I said, now I don't need a model. No, I don't need a debutante. Just be a tough act to follow. You know, a free spirit. With a wild heart, alright. I said, I just want someone real, someone true. I said, I just want someone now. Smoke with me, baby. Lay with me, baby. Lie with me, baby. I just want the simple things. Smoke with me, baby. Lay with me.
I want you.
love to find out with my girl, simple thing. Just a little tip, like if there are certain apps, there are certain techniques you can use to keep your mind clear from the negativity in the world. And you know how the saying is, don't be of the world, but just live in the, you know, be in the world and live your life to the fullest for you. But certain things that you can get throughout the day or the week, whether it's going into work, whether it's grinding within your business or whatever you got going on, just gaining some type of positive, relaxed, what's the word for it? A state of mind where you can just get through life smoothly without, you know, you're going to go through scenarios each and every day because that's what life throws at you. But in order for you to kind of meditate on certain things that come at your way, just be in tune with your inner self and you kind of have to have power over those negative energy and, you know, negative people, negative situations. So I would suggest definitely meditate. There's certain apps you can use. Like, for instance, I'm on the Headspace. It's an app you can use. You can look it up on Play Store or Google Play, whatever you have on your phone. And each and every day, it's like a daily reminder with great inspirational quotes. And then it has actual meditation exercises you can do to help you get through the day. A friend of mine put me on it. There are other apps. You can go on YouTube. There are certain, you just search up meditation for whatever state of mind you're in or cause and effect or situation you're facing. And those things will pop up. And that will definitely get you through the day. Meditation, I always say, is a source of prayer. So you can always pray on the situation you're going through to get through it. I feel like at a certain point where certain things consistently keep happening, which causes you to overload or cloud your brain where you can't be in a positive state of mind, you have to really get rid of those things and be all right with it. Sometimes the situation may be tougher than what you think, but one of the quotes I had today, and actually, look, hear me talking. I said I wasn't going to talk, but I definitely wanted to point this out. Just the idea of how the app at Headspace works. So the quote of the day was, our state of mind defines every single relationship in our lives. So why would we not make looking after it a priority? That's so true. Like your state of mind, your mentality, and how you go out the day, throughout the day with people, with things, with your business, with just life itself, with who you are. And so it should be a priority. You should always take care of it. So if somebody's in your headspace that's causing that negativity, causing them to not focus and be in a good state of mind, then you need to take care of your mindset, of your mentality. That's a priority. It's to have self-care. Why would you not take heed to that? So there's something that you have to do in order to get back in that positive or that relaxing mindset. So where your mind isn't overloaded. So that's a great quote today. I'm going to repeat it for those out there that need it. That's not in the holiday spirit, you know, that causes a lot of people to be, you know, thrown off about the reality of life and just taking it for what it is. You know, in some point in life, you have to kind of forget what you were taught and remember what you already knew. So the quote was, our state of mind defines every single relationship in our life. So why would we not make looking after it a priority? I'm going to jump into the next song, y'all. My kids are acting up. They're enjoying each other. Excuse me, y'all. Yes. Why are you doing that, though? Your sister made them for you guys. I'm going to jump into the next song. Give me 1 second, Mama. I'm just trying to do my episode. Say hi to the viewers.
Hi.
Say, I'm going to jump into the next song.
I'm going to jump into the next song.
Stay locked.
I'm going to jump into the next song.
So stay tuned. Say it again. We got to rehearse this.
I want to jump into the next song, too.
So stay tuned.
So
We're going to do this one more time, y'all. Say it. One, two, three. I'm a... We're going to jump into the next song, y'all, so y'all stay tuned. That was Alicia Keys, y'all. I'm sitting here running around with my kids at the same moment, y'all. Being a mom all day, every day. They got the day, you know, they're the holidays. They got the days off from school, so they're enjoying their space right now. One thing about my kids, like, when they're away with their grandparents and so forth on, they enjoy their space, but it's nothing like being at home with your immediate family, the family you see each and every day. That brings that positive energy within you, around you. And that's what, when they come home, it's just like they're at peace. So, you know, they have their days where they go back and forth. But the love that they share within each other is incredible. At the end of the day, let kids be kids. You know, let them enjoy life. Don't strip them away for anything, but I always tell you guys, don't lie to them. Be honest with them. Love them unconditionally and listen to your kids. Enjoy the space with your children, especially each and every day. Every day should be a celebration of life, and we should always take heed to that. Always enjoy your space with your children. Always enjoy your space with your family and friends.
Bought a chocolate, now she asking for the thunder. I'm chasing digits, I ain't asking for a number. But when it comes to spitting facts, I don't stutter. Cause damn girl, that ass fatter than your mother. Yeah, your mother were a girl like you get it from. The type of girl where you wonder where I got it from. So many guys want a little piece in your heart. I'm here today to let you know that I'm the biggest one. Ride with me, build with me, babe. They say the heart speaks, but that ain't much to say. My feelings about you always been the same. And I still look in your eyes just like the first day. First day, I'ma treat you like my first babe. So we could thumb, we got all these couples thirsty. Now they mad, yeah, they see us in the worst way. Cause their best ain't even better than our worst day. So many guys gonna act like they ain't seen you. That type of girl make you think it's unbelievable. So knowing that you're in my heart is believable. Cause I was there when ain't no one else believing you. Believe in us cause this love ain't got no feeling. Ooh. My love or lust, but I don't know which one I'm feeling. Ooh. Stuck on your lips, then I lose all of my feeling. Ooh. Cause that feeling's only felt when I'm here feeling you. I found you, girl, like being around you. Call you wifey in the town too. You're better than any girl around you. Girl, I found you, babe, I like being around you. Call you wifey in the town too. You're better than any girl around you. Bend it over, let me work out on your hips. Ooh. Getting choked, now your kitty wet as shit. Ooh. Slow stroke it as you bite out on your lips. Ooh. How you ride it, show me that you own this dick.
She's unforgettable, I wanna get you alone.
At our wedding, I'ma run straight down the aisle. It's been a minute, haven't seen you in a while. 1 minute, like an hour, and I'm away from you. During our friendship, all I thought about was dating you. Now I made you mine, and you don't know how to act. Walking past these bitches like you don't know how to act. Making me realize I don't want none of these bitches back. More like a shirt.
Yeah, that was an artist from Waterbury. That was Justice Raw. I had to cut that short because my daughter just came in here. She wanted to talk to y'all.
No.
So say hi.
Hi.
You're going to be on a recording, so. What do you want to say about, like, life as a 11-year-old? Like, talk to the viewers out there. You might have some young people that's listening.
As an 11-year-old, I like...
You got to talk a little loud, babe.
As an 11-year-old, my life is...
Like, how is your life right now?
It's like mood swings, basically.
Explain. It's
like
elaborate.
Exciting, and you're, like, bored, you're tired most of the time. And
when you think about... a positive point in your life, like... So she says 11-year-old, they go through different moods. They go through different emotions. That's, I mean, depending on the situation or the day of who enter into your space.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us a little bit more about how you think life should be for 11-year-old.
Because most of kids think about is boys and,
mm-hmm.
phones and women do when I grow up, which is actually good, but some people be thinking of other stuff too, and I think they should not be really worried about that. Like, at least get an education first and get a house by yourself first, and then you can worry about that stuff.
What do you think about working, like having a job?
I don't like it.
Why?
I don't run a business because basically it's modern day slavery.
Whoa.
Like you taught me. And so, because basically, you're working for somebody. You're not working for yourself. You're somebody telling you what to do instead of you telling you. Instead of you're telling other people what to do. That's why it's better to have your own business.
Wow. That's the structure of mom and dad. Gotta give dad credit. Credit is due. I teach my kids to be their own boss. There's nothing wrong with that. And my responsibility, my priority is to make sure I do everything.
It's a good thing you do.
Isn't it fun though? No. My daughter has this little rebel Nerf thing, and it's so fun.
Peter got shot in the eye with this, and her eye turned like.
Yeah, you can't do that on the face. But I forgot what I said. What I was saying? Oh, I was saying how, yeah, teach your kids, instruction them to buy black, be black owners. Point blank, period. I'm not going to get too deep in it. How about, talk about the life.
Veganism.
Well, they're not vegan. My kids, listen, I went on a vegan rope.
Yep.
So a lot of people was concerned about it because they thought I was stripping my kids away of real nutrients. Right now, nobody knows what real nutrients is, so we're not going to get to that. But one thing I don't do, I do not strip my kids away from a choice. I want to kind of explore life, and my responsibility is to teach. Their responsibility is to take heed. Whatever they do with the information I give them, if it's still not where it's not structured, then that's when I come into play. But I allow my kids to make those choices because when you take that away from them, then they feel like they're obligated to do whatever I'm supposed to say. That's not my job. My job is not to make them fearful of me or they mandatory. No, it's to teach them. It's to structure them. Yeah, there is a difference between the two. So any knowledge that come out of them is because of the teachings of me, but it's a choice that they decided to make. Like, mommy has a point. My kids research stuff just as well as I do. That's what I'm saying. I allow them to have that opportunity to do so they can see it for themselves. That's the beauty of letting a child think. That's the beauty of letting a child be a child. They know this before we even tell them, though. It makes sense to them. I have these conversations with my kids. But jump into, like, the conversation of school and stuff like that.
I don't like school that much.
Why?
Mostly they pressure you a lot. Like, they want you to know how, like, you have a test. So they teach you the easy stuff, right? But then when the test comes, you have stuff that you don't even know. And like, I said, at my school, you have to know this stuff or else you get straight zero.
So see,
your chance is just zero.
So to see how the school systematic works, they show the kids numerous amounts of stuff that they expect them to remember within 1 week. You cannot cram the mind like that. My daughters, they my oldest, she comes home and tell me this conversation every year. So I know for a fact it's not her because she doesn't build a curriculum. This is through the school system. This is within the teacher staff and the council or whoever's in that, you know, area of teaching or studies, subjects and so forth on. But it's ridiculous how they show. Okay, a subject comes, and like she says, they'll show them something, a problem. They'll show them a problem. And then when they have the quiz or the exam, it's nothing of what they were taught. And then this is where the pressure comes on. This is where how they tamper with the mind. Now the child feels less than what they should feel because now they feel like they failed themselves. Now they feel like they got to work extra hard and this is how they do with jobs. If you don't meet a certain data or deadline, then you feel like you're the worst manager or staff there ever is. You should never allow somebody to feel that way. Teaching is everything. If you're not teaching or training a person the correct way, how are you going to get mad at that person that's being taught?
And especially, well, sometimes my mom tells me not to, but I always do. Like, I usually... I don't like the school food.
I don't
eat it at all. Because
my kids would eat every school. I don't mean to cut you off. Every. Go ahead.
Oh. So basically, I have to, like, I can't eat the school food. I just can't. Because it feels like what they put in it is not even right with your body. Like, one time I ate it, I threw up. I can't eat their school food. I just can't. So I would have to bring something home for school. But usually, sometimes I forget a lot. So then I don't eat after that. So, as at one time, my grandmother said, she said, that's why you don't need to be vegan. I said, it has nothing to be vegan. I said, it has to do with the school, food at my school. They don't work with my body. It tells me not to eat it. That's why I throw up. That's why I don't eat that stuff. So, that's why I'm skinny how the way I am.
My thing with that, how are you going to tell somebody not to be something when you're doing it?
No, me. No.
Yeah. Whoever. You know, I don't care if it was the president. You can't structure, you can't teach a child. That, I can't even go into that because that's a whole different story. But what she's simply saying is any school my children have entered, any type of food they've eaten.
Just kept close.
No, well, the food, whatever they put in their body, it rejects.
The cheese is plastic. Like, if you rip it, it's just plastic.
See? Like, that's just proof. These children are telling us the food is nasty, but we as parents always think our children are just talking blasphemy. Listen to what they be saying. These kids are not making this up. They don't create the food. They're eating it. So they're telling you how their body is feeling. There's a reason why it's reacting like that. I think the school system should cater more better food. If you go in other countries, there's other countries that serve.
No, they make their own food.
Yes. Natural food. Fresh food. Our children in these school systems, the curriculum sucks and their food sucks. We need to do better. We need to do better. And this is the voice of 11-year-old. We're going to jump into the next song, girl. This just got real, real quick. But positive vibes only. All day, every day. But this is the day, these are the days of the holidays. Everybody's celebrating. So we're going to give good vibes. We just want to bring some light into the world of 11-year-old. Listen to your kids, man. What else you think should be a great advice for parents out there from a child's perspective?
Like what mom
before
said.
I jump into the next song.
Before you, like, cut, like, what, say if you're on your phone, right? And your kid's trying to talk to you, but you're not really listening. It gives them, like, okay, my mom's not going to ever listen to me again. I might as well not talk to her. I might as well keep stuff to myself. That's what my mom tells me, to not hide stuff from her, just to tell her.
Yeah, but sometimes my daughter does that. But no, at one point, I had to stop being on my phone and give them their attention, too, because I was guilty of the phone thing. But my kids always know, every time I'm on my phone, I'm doing what?
Work.
What kind of work? Business.
For your work, for your business.
Yeah, like, I'm always grinding.
Working
like,
on your shop. Too.
Everything. Shh. They don't know about that yet. But, you know, yeah, I was guilty of that. But, yeah, it's always good to take, like, even with the Headspace app, y'all. No. Excuse me. I was listening to a monologue of, what is he? He's like a motivational speaker. I can't think of his name. Chinese guy. Juix. If y'all don't know who he is, look him up. If I'm saying it right. He said, every morning when you wake up, take an hour away from your phone. Do not even touch your phone. An hour. Don't even touch your phone. Take your mind off technology, off like the world of social media. Because I'm telling you, it does something to the brain. But and within that hour, you should build in yourself with motivation, with determination, with a drive mode, with energy, with positive state of mind. Just getting through that hour of that positive headspace to kind of be silent and still with what needs to happen after that hour. Take that time within that hour to just be in tune with yourself. All right, y'all, I'm going to jump into the next. So I really don't have a lot of songs today, but I'm going to do my best because I pretty much played all the good old, the neo soul. But I'm going to just probably repeat some of these songs because these are songs that these are the songs that I wanted to listen to this morning on the show. No, I already put the audio up there, so I have to just go with the song. Which one do you want? You want to do Alicia Keys, Anita Baker? Oh, Jhené Aiko. This is Jhené Aiko. I keep saying her name so wrong. Again, I don't own any copyrights to this song, so I'm just allowing y'all to enjoy this space of mine. So, y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Please keep for me as I release this frequency. Oh, my city, free my seat. Let my situation give me freedom. Let the generation give them mercy. Let the situation. Oh, be with me frequently. Let my situation give me love. Let the situation let them know. Know that you love. Know you can love. Oh, free my city, free my seed. Bless my situation, show me love. Let the generation let them know. Know that you love. Know that there's love. Never far. We are never. Frequently, as I release these frequencies, speak to me. Every low foul listen, I please keep from me. As I release these frequencies, oh, free my city, free my seed. Bless my situation, give me freedom. Bless that generation, give them mercy. Bless the situation. That you love. Oh, free my city, free my seed. Bless my situation, show me love. Bless the generation, let them know that you love, know that you love. Never far, we are ever. The things we face and make us question it. Lead us to salvation, pour that oil, please. That's how we become kings and queens.
I love that song. I think I'm going to replay that song.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That song is so truthful. You hear the words. When you listen to that song, what do you think? I think that song is more towards the your generation that's coming up. Because all the stuff that we've been taught, we've been questioning it. Like, why is all this stuff happening? Right?
I wish you said Niagara Falls. What's up? That was the one.
Like, with all this stuff that's... Well, you know, that's the thing with me, with how I am. See, I tell y'all what's going on, but I kind of let y'all kind of research on the things that are going
on. When the generation goes, like, in 2020, all kids are going to be, like, not going to eat anyone's meat.
Yeah, there was an article about all the children that are upcoming are gonna be the new vegans. Like this world is gonna be. That's the thing with the world. It transforms every. It's supposed to change. Like people think everything's gonna stay the same. No, stuff is gonna evolve, and if you're not evolving, you're gonna be left behind.
Have you seen the alien?
Oh, the UFO thing. Yeah, we talked about it. So we ain't gonna get too deep with that, but. I have 19 seconds on the clock, y'all. So we're going to replay this. That's going to be our end of song. But anything else you want to say before we let the people go?
No, please say
it. I played her earlier, kid.
I'm from Miguel.
No, I played this. It's raspy. But ooh, that was my daughter, y'all.
Do Anita Baker or no, Gallagher.
Listen, she joined me today, and she's just worrying about all the other songs. But I wanted you to express that song real quick. Like, what's the song? You hear the song. How does it make you feel? You literally have 60 seconds. I have to jump into the last song there. Well, guys, I don't know.
Meditation.
She's worried about the song.
The meditation is as I'm saying.
She's saying it's a form of meditation. Y'all enjoy the days. Enjoy the days, not just today. Enjoy every day with your family and friends, and live life in love. Have laughter. Enjoy your kids. Have fun with them, and let them be kids. And you be a kid too. You have a child in you that's in there. Let it out. Let it out and enjoy life. Don't be pressured with life. Make life the best you can possibly be. Thank you for tuning in, y'all. It's your favorite local host, Miss Jay Renee. And happy holidays.
What?
Yeah. Peace, y'all. Y'all have a good one.
I'd leave your side, baby. Cause